What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and with us once again, we have Steven Giorgella. And the topic today is social media, how to make money as a small to medium-sized business. Should you be on social media? How does it work? Can you even make money on social with as a small to medium-sized business? What do you think, Steven?
All right, so we're gonna talk about this today, and we're going to promise right away that we are not going to put social media into a box. Like everybody between the eight, and I mean this respectfully, it's not really everybody, but I'm going to be dramatic because I'm dramatic. Everybody between the ages of 50 and 75 put social media into a box. That's bullshit.
Okay? Absolutely.
Okay. If it's 50 years ago, okay. So, and the reason why I'm gonna keep coming back to the social media in a box thing is this is 2019. This is a collaborative effort to create attention and context around a brand, a product, a service, whatever it is you're trying to, okay? So I'm going to keep going back to that. This is a collaborative effort, business owners. Listen close, okay? 50 years ago, you, Mr. Business Owner, Mrs. Business Owner, you went to an agency and you said, hey, here's my product, here's my service, I want viewership, okay? And you tried to create actionable context around your brand by putting it out on TV, radio, or print, or outdoor. Okay, that's what you did, and it just ran, and you hoped. Okay,
think Mad Men.
Exact. Great choice. Okay, so in 2019, when you keep putting social into a box, what you're doing is you are assuming that it's the same way you chose mediums beforehand, and then what I do is you hear this from the business owner. Oh, I'm not doing that. Yes, you are. You are doing that. You're literally trying to create context around your brand and put it specifically into this social box, but it's not. Social is literally just an ingredient in everybody else's channel. It really is. It's seen as its own channel, but it really isn't. It's really just an addition to everybody else's channel. It is a place for everybody to go and have context, or they can have context around your brand, or you can create context around your brand. Okay, so this is an example. With social, you actually have to have some patience and you have to have some creativity. With the other ones, you don't. You just turn them on. You rip it, you test it, and I'm not trying to demean the other like traditional medias, because we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars every month on those different traditional mediums, right? But the way context is created is much less collaborative, right? Chris, you're watching something, you see it, and then it's done, right? It can make you feel some type of way, mm-hmm. right? But it's much less collaborative.
Right.
You want to come to my social channel, and if I created a video that was very philanthropic and involved you being creative and being out in the community and doing X and Y, and by doing X and Y, you were helping these kids, and these kids' parents were talking about it, and this, and that, it's a much more collaborative thing. And so what I want to talk about today is you can make money on social. Absolutely. The first thing you should do is stop putting social in its own box and realize that everything around your context goal, because you're trying to create context around your brand if you're marketing, right? That's what you're trying to do, or context around a product, okay? All of that feeds in collaboratively with social, which is, let's start with this question. Are my prospective customers on social media? Okay, if the answer is yes, that means we're getting into this conversation, right? This is assumed at this point, right? Because I don't want to hear people commenting back, well, what if my customers are not on social media? Well, okay, well then turn off this podcast, right? I'm talking about it for those that would see social media as an effective addition to their strategy, okay? But speaking to the business owners out there, you have got to be excited about a collaborative effort with us to create the context, or you have to be willing to pay a significant amount more to have us do everything, which is think of the idea, then we are going to write up the program, then we are going to write out the execution steps, and then we're going to do it for you as well. You better realize that social media, just the management itself, is going to start at $5,000 a month, and it's realistically should be more like $7,500 for those style of clients. Okay, and it is, because you have three employees working on it. There's a team that's working on context around your brand. Okay, what happens is you come into these discussions, and I'm pointing out the 50 to 75 year olds because it's the highest propensity to have friction, right? You let them know that, hey, we're going to create context around your brand by doing this promotion. This promotion will lead people to create this type of action on social, and when they create this action, we are then going to create that. Like, it's a multi-level like action sequence around your brand, creating context, right? And then you say this whole thing, and then they sit there and they go, great. I go, okay, cool. So this 12-month campaign is going to cost you $5,000 a month. And they go, what? I go, yeah, it's going to take 20 hours a week for a team of two people for this long, and this is what we hope the outcome to be. And they go, well, I can guaranteed run this TV schedule right now and run this radio schedule right now and have this and this and this happen. It's easy. I can just cut the commercial and I'm done. I go, yeah, and you have no guaranteed context around your brand. We could even test the creative ahead of time. And that doesn't necessarily mean that people, like, hopefully they might flood to some social channels. Look, it just went back to where I was in the beginning, saying social really isn't in a box. Social is an addition to everything, right? So you could drive people to a website. You could drive them to social channels. But they do not really want to put the work in to create social context the way it's meant to be in 2019.
So social is a long game.
And it's a sure. hard game. You have to bust your ass, yeah. Right? Sip my coffee, team. Hold on. That's the thing. And I need the business owners out there to open up their minds. Realize that we can put the ideas together. We can go, okay, we're going to do this with this organization. We're going to give them this, and we're going to do a contest for this. And just so you know, you're going to be responsible for doing X and Y. And by doing that, we're all going to collaborate together, and we are going to create this social campaign. And here's the result that we are looking for. And these are the key performance indicators that we're going to watch to ensure that this is working, right? What propensity of business owners that you've seen just over the last, 6 months, Chris, okay? What propensity of business owners between 50 and 75 see a program like this? We write it up in a 3-page document that takes us 2 days to create. And they just go, yes. And then as soon as we let them know that the collaborative effort that needs to go in, what percentage of them just fall flat?
Oh, most.
Right.
Sure.
Because they've never done it like that before. But business owners, you can save money and acquire attention organically from people that are searching for things like you, but you have got to be willing to put in the work or hire somebody else to execute it.
And have the patience to see it through.
Absolutely. But remember that if you're going to hire somebody else to create organic attention about your brand, why, or in context around your brand, why are you willing to spend $20,000 a month on a TV schedule, $40,000, $100,000, okay? And you're not willing to spend $5,000 or $10,000 on a social schedule.
Or a radio ad.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the open mindset we have. If you guys want to get a return on your investment on social, you can absolutely do so. But you need to realize that social needs work put in because you need to have attention and care behind it. And you also need the creativity, right? And it needs to get done correctly. So that's what this is all about. You want to make money on social media? You absolutely can make Nearly all small business owners can creatively make money on social media starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to put in the effort?
Yeah, and you've got to build up your audience so that there's people who are going to see the stuff that you put out there, which takes time. And people, a lot of times these businesses, they give up too early. And like you say, they don't want to put in the work. And it's a long game. And if you stick with it and see it through, you will be successful.
Yeah, referencing Casey Carroll, a member of our team, the three phases, know, like, trust, okay? Did you think that people were going to trust you the first moment that they met you? Especially if they meet you through a digital channel?
No.
No, right? So, like, why are we having this discussion as if you were going to turn on some sort of... the one that frustrates me the most is we ran this campaign for a month and we got nothing. No shit.
Or even less time than that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. We ran it for 2 weeks and nobody came through the door. No shit. Now, are there direct response campaigns that can work like that? Absolutely. And we have them work on a monthly basis, but it's a totally different type of thing. I'm going to go on a rant. If you're going to do a direct response campaign like that, you have to find people that have very specific needs and they have them now. And you are hoping for fear of loss, hope of gain to get them to execute in some short time frame, right? Totally different micro play compared to a macro trust context game around the brand looking for people that are in a longer buying cycle, right? I saw an article the other day talking about how the buying cycle is longer than it ever has been before. So it's longer than it ever has been before, but you're not willing to put in the time?
Right.
Right? So, okay, so let's go back to this. And I sound negative right now, but it's frustrating because what happens is we think of campaigns that are really, really good and they never see the light of day, right? Because of fear, because of misunderstanding, whatever it is, they don't see the light of day, okay? Get it through your heads, people. Play the long game and you'll win, especially on social, okay? Now I'm gonna say my last piece on the social thing. You've got to allow for creativity and testing. You've got to allow for, I've mentioned it before in our podcast, you've got to allow for it, right? And you've got to allow, and you've got to be included with it, right? Well, what about this? Let's test on this, let's test on this. Okay, and then realize, you know, to the small, medium business owners out there, realize that when you're testing that, before you even start doing it, you should know exactly how you're going to execute it and exactly how you're going to measure it within reason, because there's always going to be a certain percentage that you're just going to end up being wrong on. But, okay, well, we're going to test it this way, and okay, cool. Are you going to run that contest every single month for the next year? No. Why would I do that if it doesn't work after the first month? Because the first month is not a big enough sample set for you to figure out if it's actually working or not. Well, don't you think there's people in the process that would react during the first month? I do. But people are creatures of habit, and they're not just going to like change their mindset that first month, or that maybe they're not going to execute, or maybe they won't be interested, right? Maybe it'll take some user-generated content to get them into it, right? There's more to it than just thinking that it's a short-term play, and again, going back to it, that you don't need to be involved.
Yeah, it takes people seeing something multiple times before they, you know, take action.
Right. Most of the time. Right? Most of the time, right? So, yes, you can make money on social. You have got to be patient and you have to be creative and you have to test. And by the way, when it sucks and it doesn't work, test again. You've only lost on social once you've quit.
Exactly.
Right? That's all you've done. Now, it depends. This comes back to the couple episodes before about the strategy. It depends on your strategy. Fountain Forward's social strategy has always been an inbound one. We're not out there trying to cultivate visits on social. We're trying to show our brand and who we are on social, and that's what we're trying to do. We are never trying to be outbound. We're about to be outbound in the next, 6 months or so, right? Or excuse me, to add an outbound piece to an inbound strategy, right? But please be open to the fact that there is a long-term benefit to you collaborating on social and creating context around your brand, because there's still 24 hours in the day, the way there was hundreds of years ago, 50 years ago, blah, blah, blah. People are still consuming, so the attention's still there. You need to realize that organically you need to cultivate that attention around your brand. Now you can navigate that narrative. You can help, you can hire a social agency or a marketing firm to be able to navigate that narrative around your brand, right? That narrative, just like it takes a movie a couple years to create and then they release it and they spend $200 million and they hope they're going to get their money back at the box office. Imagine the same thing with a social strategy. You are hyping this narrative over time and you're hoping that people give you a chance. And that's what this game is. So yes, you can make money on social media. You absolutely can. Stop thinking that it's a short-term game and stop thinking that you're going to get a quick return on it. And for those out there that put it in a box, I hate you. Don't put it in a box. Yeah. It does not. It is literally as if we're just word of mouth on the internet. Mm-hmm. When did we put word of mouth in a box?
Right.
Never did. Right. Why are we putting word of mouth in a box? Why are we putting social in a box? Well, I don't know that I can make money on social media. This, that. Do you know how many alternative factors social media affects? How many different things that it affects outside of it?
Yep.
I mean, look at social's effect on search. Mm-hmm. What? Like, oh, so if you want to put social in a box and then you want to call it Facebook. Great. Outstanding. Thank you so much for wasting my time.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You can make money on social. You have to be creative. You have to test things and you have to be patient. And you also have to measure it. Okay? All of those things have to go right for you to make money on social. You can absolutely stumble upon some viral content. It happens all the time. Stupid people stumble into fame on social all the time. Okay? You're not them. And that's not going to work, right? It's just, if you just play that the whole time, it's not really going to work, right? You need to play a long-term macro strategy with creative testing in it, and that's how you can make money on it. And if you want to talk about the intricacies, the tactics that go inside of these strategies and the things that I'm saying, come on my podcast. Let's talk about it. Well, I tested this, and this didn't work, and I tested this. I'm going to shred you, yeah. Right? But you can make money on social. You can make it for free, okay? But you have to go all in on it. And you have to realize that it's going to affect a bunch of other areas as well. And you better be ready to put the long-term collaborative effort, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owners out there, with the agency that you hire to execute this if you do. And you better be excited about it the whole time because it's going to take us a year.
All right, man. All right. Well, hey, super valuable episode again this week. Thank you for everybody who's listening. Leave us a review, download, subscribe. We're on all the major platforms. And we will see you again next week on the 452 podcast. Thanks a lot.